Welcome to the Brain Fox Podcast. I'm Ed Rand.
Welcome to the Brain Fox Podcast. I'm Brett Johnson.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, Ed. So we've been doing this podcast for...
Over a year.
Over a year. Do you remember when we first started?
In April.
Yeah?
I know that.
April 2012.
Do you remember what our first episode was?
Was it... I think it was... Was it just you and me?
It was you and me and your wife.
Yeah.
Audrey.
Audrey at the time, yeah.
And we... talked about I think we talked about your relationship. Is that possible?
Maybe. I know the first one we put out, which might have been the first one we recorded, like we talked about Daniel Craig. We talked about meth house, like meth house exploding, Daniel Craig for the Gatling gun.
Do we talk about Russian roulette? Was that the first
one? Yes, that was the first one we put out.
Kids playing Russian roulette.
But I don't remember. Or that they play that the Chicago. The guy from Chicago got killed by playing Russian roulette at a party.
Mark Ruffalo's cousin.
Yes, him too.
Both of them. Go back and listen to some old ones.
Yeah, take some time. Look at listening to old. So, Ed, are you better at doing things now from doing this podcast?
Better at doing things now?
Yeah, like talking on your feet, reacting on your feet.
Yeah, I think so. I have a radio show as well,
mm-hmm.
for listeners of the podcast who don't know. And I end up doing a lot of interviews with real people.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the people we interview on this show aren't real, but I do a lot of interviews on that show. And I do find that I'm more comfortable with having nothing prepared. Mm. Like when I first started my radio show back in 2010, I would type up 2 pages worth of questions just so that there was always something more I could ask.
Okay.
And I still do that because I think it's
thorough.
Yeah. I don't know. Being prepared still, I guess. But I don't look at it as often because I think this podcast has kind of taught me to have kind of more confidence that a quiet time isn't going to be awkward and weird. It's going to be an opportunity for something to happen organically.
Unexpected. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's good. What about you?
Yeah, I was thinking about it because I was recently reading some interviews with some different comedians on splitsider.com, and one of the questions that they were being asked was about, you know, these days comics sort of have to do all these different mediums, the social media platforms are different, not basically the whole like just doing stand-up thing isn't really a thing anymore.
Right.
And a lot of them will do just stand-up, but also they'll do podcasts along with it. So them talking about like, they're like, the question was sort of, how does stuff cross-pollinate? What do you get stuff out of doing podcasts that you apply to stand-up or vice versa? And both the answers I had read in response to that didn't really say that it said what the podcasting made them made them more a little more responsive on their feet.
Sure.
A little more on their feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And also sort of how to be bringing some of that funny conversational,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to stand up where it's you write it and it's the performance and it's
strictly
that. So kind of working on that muscle. So that's what I was thinking about. Have I found the same thing? And I think I must have. I must have had found some of that. I think it's definitely helped me talk less. I feel like at some point I became aware of sometimes how much I would be talking on the podcast. So still happens.
Sure.
Obviously. But I feel like with getting some of that awareness, I think I try to be more deliberate to not jump in at every opportunity that I can.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to say that as you were answering, I was not really listening. I was thinking that I think it's also changed like the way I just like am in a new situation. Like if I go to, a party or something that I've never been to and I don't know any of the people,
mm-hmm.
there's still an element of, well, I can have a conversation with somebody I've never met. I do that all the time.
Mm.
And not that both the radio show and the podcast, but it is a little harder to notice the ways it's changed my personal life kind of thing, because it's probably more subtle, which probably is maybe what you're talking about too.
Yeah, I could, as far as notice, nothing significant jumping out.
Yeah.
But I think that's a really cool side benefit, as far as if you feel better about those in those situations,
right,
because of having done it on the podcast. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm imagining that it's probably true, just because I feel like I've been more willing to put myself out there, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sounds like, I mean, for both the things you said, they're both sort of some letting go of
control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That's maybe, like you're saying, you've learned to talk less. That might be something to put it into the same terms as you. I've learned to control less.
Mm-hmm.
Because
did doing the podcast make you more aware of how much you were trying to control, or did that kind of come in the sneak in the back door, like sort of, you suddenly put in a situation where you couldn't really control, and you saw that you repeatedly, maybe you saw you got through it fine.
Yeah, it was probably more that it happened without me noticing.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, like, when we started the podcast, I was like, I have no control. This is going to be an opportunity for me to learn to deal without control or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think on these things, if you could, Ed.
Yeah.
And if you come, if next recording.
Next year. Oh.
In a year, on our next checkup. No, we're not at. We're not, we are. I guess
we're over a year.
We're just over a year now. April, May.
It started in April. Isn't that crazy?
It seems longer?
No. It doesn't seem like. It's been a year. Does it feel like it's been a year to you?
I can't really say. I can't really tell.
I don't know.
If it doesn't feel, I guess it feels.
Where it feels real? It
feels more than a year.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel 2 years.
Okay. Well, that's accurate.
Yeah.
It is more than a year and less than 2 years. I feel like when we're coming into the summer months, that's going to be like, oh, I remember this from last year.
Yes, the steamy room.
Yeah, this room gets very hot in the summer. And I think that's when it will be like, this feels like it's...
Us setting up the fans and stuff.
Yeah. And trying to get the air conditioning to actually cool down this room.
Yeah.
May
or may not
anyways.
Happen.
Anyways, it didn't last year.
No, it didn't.
It'll keep the podcast short. Speaking of short,
we have a very special, very short guest.
Yes. She's on microphone already.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out what our demographic was, and we want to see if we can skew a little lower.
She might not know what that.
That's what I'm talking above her head, maybe.
What word? That word I didn't know.
Yeah, that
demographic.
Word.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The age range of the people who listen to our podcast.
You know, if you say words like that, you're not going to get the rest of my friends to listen to this podcast.
All right, we want to get younger listeners.
We do, and we thank you for coming on, Cindy.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry, I should introduce you instead of just launch right in there.
My name is Cynthia Porter.
Cynthia.
Cynthia, yep.
And how old are you, Cynthia?
I'm 11.
So that's what, fifth, sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Fifth grade. I'm in fifth grade.
Who's your teacher?
Her name is Mrs. Wheatley.
And do you like school?
Sometimes. Like on Fridays I do, because we can wear pajamas. So people come to school.
Wait, you wear pajamas to school?
Yeah, on Fridays.
They didn't let us do that when I was a kid.
Yeah. So we get to wear pajamas, and I like to wear mine that have the Pokemon characters on them that I got for Christmas last year.
Oh.
So I make sure that they're washed and ready for Friday.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Can I call you Cynthia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can. That's funny. You're weird.
Sorry.
You are weird.
Right. I have a brother named Jonathan.
Is he older or younger than you?
He's 3 years older than me. So he is in the eighth grade at Tally Junior High.
Is he mean to you?
No, he's really great.
Really?
He's a good brother.
Are you mean to him then?
What?
Are you mean to him?
No. I think it's more fun to be mean to my cousins.
Oh.
Because they're dumb. But Jonathan and I, we love each other very much, and I can't wait to get into junior high school because it looks really cool.
From what I remember, it's not that much fun.
What?
I think elementary school was more fun.
Was that like 100 years ago for you or something? How do you even remember?
Cheeky. I have pictures that help me remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are things that you know. You know. Do you remember junior high, Brett?
Yeah.
More fun, junior high or elementary?
Junior high, well, like sixth grade?
Sixth through eighth, usually.
Sixth grade was great. I loved sixth grade. First girlfriend was in sixth grade.
Oh, ew, Cynthia? Ew.
Okay, no, I'm guessing no boyfriend.
What was her name?
Yet.
Sarah. She was the pastor's daughter.
Nice.
Cynthia,
no interest in boys yet?
Not ones like that.
What?
Like, you're like old. Me. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not that. What about boys in your class?
Yeah. Well, sometimes when they're not being, like, dumb or, like, smell bad, and they have to be taller than me.
Why do they have to be taller than you?
Because it's like, makes me feel weird when I am taller than a boy that I like.
It's going to be weird for you for a while because boys have growth spurts later than girls.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
But sometimes they're taller off the bat.
Some girls or boys?
How tall are you, Cynthia?
I'm 4'9".
Reasonably measured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how tall I am. I go to the doctors and they tell me, and that's really important to me, is knowing how tall I am and what my shoe size is and my address and my phone number.
Don't give those out.
Those are the things
that I
have to know.
Do you have a cell phone at your age?
Yeah.
Is it a smartphone?
No.
Oh.
Your parents don't let you have a smartphone?
I have a BlackBerry.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a smartphone.
I wouldn't call – nobody calls it that.
Yeah, all right, fine. It's not called that. But you can like go on the internet on it, right?
Of course.
So that's like a smartphone. That's like a smartphone is what that is.
I wouldn't call it that, but I definitely think it's smart. It's probably smarter than most of the boys in my class.
That's probably true.
Yeah. But I can text my friends sometimes, and then at dinner I have to put it away. So, you know.
What did you have for dinner last night?
We had lemon chicken in the oven.
Who made it?
My mom did.
Is your mom a good cook?
Mm,
she's not going to listen, don't worry.
She won't hear this?
No, she's not going to hear
really?
This. Really? I don't think any adults listen to this podcast.
So listen, she thinks that she's a really bad cook.
Okay.
But I think that it's good.
Who's told her that she's a bad cook?
My dad.
Is he kind of mean to your mom?
Yeah, I just don't think that he likes to make her happy about cooking. He makes her happy in other ways.
Any other guys in her life make her happy? Like the postman?
She's on the computer a lot laughing, so I think she might have like a pen pal on her email that she really likes.
That's cool. Oh.
So that makes her happy when she's in the den and on the computer. But the chicken is good.
She could just be watching Brain Fox videos.
What's that?
That's
our video. We make funny videos. We put them online.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like funny videos.
Have you ever made a funny video?
No. Oh. I want to be. I'd be great.
Have you seen that? There's a video like cat is like a guy.
I love cat videos. Which one?
There's one with like a guy pretending to be a cat, and then he's got a friend who's pretending to be a dog.
Oh, that one is funny.
Oh my gosh. That sounds really funny.
Yes, you haven't seen it, though.
No, but I can imagine that someone that dresses up like a cat and acts like one is really funny.
Yeah, and he like just acts like it, so it's not like dressed up.
He should have a cat costume.
I know, I agree. I wish he did.
That would be really, really good idea.
I really like sixth grade. Seventh grade was okay. I hated eighth grade.
I didn't like sixth, seventh, or eighth grade.
Why didn't you like it?
I was picked on.
Like bullied?
Yeah, bullied.
Oh, that's a bad word.
Yeah, it is. But they didn't crack down on it like they do these days.
Did girls or boys make you feel bad?
There was probably a good handful of both, but mostly the boys, yeah.
What did they make you feel bad about?
I'm wondering how honest I should be right now. I don't know. They just made fun of me in general.
You should always tell the truth.
You should be honest.
You should always tell the truth.
Okay. They made fun of me for wearing glasses.
That's not
They
weird.
Made fun of me for being smart.
Really?
What?
They made fun of me for being overweight.
They said smart like ACAD and stuff?
Nerd. Like nerd? Mostly like nerd.
Really?
Yeah, and those things really hurt when you're a kid.
Absolutely. Yeah. They stick with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sound really mean.
Yeah, they
sound
were.
Like that they don't like themselves very much, and they want to find a way to make other people feel bad. Because sometimes when people say bad things about you, it's not about you. It's about their sadness.
Wow, that's really, really smart for an 11-year-old.
Thank you.
Did they teach you that in school?
No, my brother told me that. Because he's in eighth grade, so he's been through, like, a lot of things, maybe, like, you guys have been through and went through.
Maybe he's been through stuff we haven't.
Yeah. So he tells me that I can be who I want, and when somebody makes me feel bad, to tell him, and we talk about it.
That's a good older brother.
Mm-hmm.
I would get really
He has good. Glasses.
So... Maybe
he
they
knows.
Made fun of him for wearing glasses, too.
Maybe.
Smite.
They're really cool glasses, though.
I didn't have cool glasses.
Oh. Well, maybe you should have.
That would have made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I hated when people call me stupid. I would get really defensive. If someone called me, like, dumb.
Is that because you felt like you were stupid, or
because
you felt like you weren't?
No, I felt like I wasn't.
Yeah.
I like knew I wasn't, but it's like for some reason I was able to get under my skin. It was able to at the time.
Yeah.
That's a bad word.
I remember having to be kind of like push through that, like sort of get past that, get into it here a little bit, but
you should always tell the truth.
Yeah, I should.
Thank you, Cynthia.
You should.
You're welcome.
So but no, I remember you mentioned that. Maybe. I don't know why. Because I didn't want to be – for some reason, I was really didn't want to be seen as stupid.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. I'm not totally sure why. Maybe it was a bad word in our house growing up, our family house.
I feel like I should tell something now because I should want to be truthful about it.
Only if you want to. You don't have
I want to.
Okay.
Because my mom isn't listening.
That's true. Your mom's probably not listening.
So in science class at the beginning of the year, we had to go and get the books out of the cabinet. And I went and saw that the last book that was in there had all the answers written in. And I took that book and I didn't tell my teacher that I had all of the answers to all of the science experiments we were making. And I still have it.
Cynthia. Your teacher might be listening.
Really?
He's probably not. Probably not. Oh. What's your teacher's name, though?
My science teacher?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Adamstown.
Mm. Yeah, he's probably not listening.
But
hopefully,
I feel
hopefully,
really...
Hopefully a friend won't rat you out. They wouldn't do that to you.
My one friend knows.
Her
name's Hermione.
Is school still going on? Or do you finish it?
No, we're done. I'm on vacation right now.
Nice,
I'm on spring vacation.
Nice. So you got through the year.
I have
had
more.
All the answers in it. Oh, you're just on regular vacation.
Mm-hmm. And then there's school in the summer, and I'm on cheerleading, so I stay really busy.
Are you getting really good grades in science?
Yeah, the best. I got a medal.
Oh man!
I have a
you're
medal.
You're deep now.
With my name on it.
What's going to happen next year when you don't have the answers? You haven't
know.
Thought this through, Cynthia.
I don't know. I was hoping there would be one of these magic books with the spells written in them every
the
science
spells.
Class that I could just hopefully have every year and have that one because I don't even like science. I don't want to, but I like being good at something.
You should always tell the truth, Cynthia.
Yeah, I think you need to tell your teacher the truth. Although it's going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Maybe just stop using the answers now. I don't know.
How could I do that? They're written in the book in pen.
Because it's not going to help you in the future. Next year, they're going to expect that you know all these things that you
maybe
have passed the test saying that you know.
Unless it's a different course.
I go to public school.
Good point.
So
they'll expect nothing of you.
I don't know if it rolls over like that.
Oh, and you're going to a brand new school. Fifth
yes.
grade. Okay. You'll be all right.
Really?
I don't know.
You know what? And I'm happy to give you ways to justify it, too, if you like. For example, your teacher should have saw they had the answers to them in the first place.
Your teacher should have known that you weren't that good at science. I don't know if that's a good excuse or not.
No, I don't think it's good.
I don't want him to know I'm not good. I want him to think I am good.
Mm. Cynthia, do you know why we wanted you to come on the podcast?
Because you wanted more listeners in the fifth grade?
Yes. We wanted a youthful perspective to bring people to our show. And if you keep acting like an adult and so smart and stuff, people might think that you are too advanced for a fifth grader.
And I'm 5 feet and 5 inches tall, maybe, since they can't see me.
They might think you're 5 foot sure. five.
You could
4 foot nine.
You could be any height when you're on a podcast.
I want the people that are listening to think that I'm 5 foot and 5 inches and I live on Linden Avenue in the yellow house with the flowers in the front, and I'm really good at science.
What do you want people to think you do for a job?
I want them to think that I am a professional tester of trampolines, and I do science as a hobby because I am so good at it.
That sounds like a fun job.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real job that people do?
I hope so, because that's what I want to do.
Somebody's got to produce them, and that means somebody's got to test them,
yep.
I would think.
Have you ever met anybody who's a tester of trampolines?
No, I just think about it a lot when I think about how fun that would be for a job, and it would pay a lot of money, and I could just jump on trampolines all day.
Mm. Are your parents still together?
Yes.
And your daddy works a lot? It sounds like your mom's not happy with him.
I know. She's just not happy about a lot of things.
Yeah, like having you guys, or what do you... I'm just kidding. I know she loves you.
She doesn't like when the bookshelves... We don't dust the bookshelves. She doesn't like having to talk on the phone to her sister. Mm. And just those kind of things. But my dad works a lot, and he'll come home and not be happy with dinner. That's pretty much my life.
What does your dad do for a job?
Yeah, that was my question.
He works in the courthouse.
Mm.
He does court. He works on court. Courts.
Mm.
So do you play games?
Well, no. He has to wear nice clothes.
Do you play games?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a cheerleader.
I love games.
I meant like video games.
Oh.
I do. I like playing games. I like playing games on my iPad.
What games do you play?
Ooh.
I play there's a game called Nuns Attack.
Have you heard of that? Nope.
I have.
It's really cool. It's like you're nuns and you have machine guns and you're shooting zombies.
Seems pretty violent
it's not that violent.
11-year-old?
No.
It's kind of cartoony.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun. It's funny. The nuns are funny. They say funny things.
Do your parents know that you play that game?
Mm-hmm. They bought it. They bought it for me and they told me to play it.
That's nice you got an iPad.
I know, it is nice. I share it with my brother.
Who gave you the iPad?
My dad.
Was it a birthday or Christmas present or something?
Well, if it was from Christmas, it would have been from Santa.
Oh, good point. Good point.
It was for
sometimes,
my birthday.
Sometimes parents give gifts on Christmas too.
To compete with Santa?
Yeah. See who's better. My parents did that. Your parents never give
no,
you gifts?
No, mine didn't.
Really?
Compete with Santa?
Well, they never usually.
It's a full-time job.
Usually, my parents would give me, like, clothes.
Yeah.
And the toys are from Santa.
Boring really? Ones, right? Don't
yeah.
you hate that?
So they weren't really
boring
competing.
Boring clothes.
They were sort of like, we're going to give you the boring stuff.
I was just trying to save it.
I got it for my birthday, and Jonathan's birthday is 2 weeks before mine, but in a different year.
Right.
So a lot of times we will have gifts that we can both share.
That's pretty smart of you.
An iPad.
Mm-hmm. Wait, skip it?
Skip it.
Like that jump roping
yeah.
game?
My mom really liked that when she was young, so she got me one, and I really like it. It's
they
one
made
thing-
that a joint gift between you and Jonathan.
Well, that one
yeah,
was more
two,
for
it's
me.
It's got two leg holes.
But someone has to sing and clap along while you're skipping.
It's like a skip it change.
Jonathan would do that?
Yeah. He's great at it.
Your brother sounds kind of boring.
What?
No, he sounds pretty artistic.
Oh, okay.
He's a good artist.
Is he?
He's good at art, like I'm good at science, but he doesn't have the
you
cheat book.
Cheat at science.
Cheater book, yeah. Right. You're a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
Yeah,
I just
you are.
Copying.
Yeah,
you
know, you're a big time cheater.
I'm a copier.
Copying the answers that are written in cheater style.
Do you do good in other?
Here's the thing, kiddo. Everybody cheats, okay? Your parents cheat on their taxes. They might cheat on each other. Probably not, but.
Not
what
true.
Does that mean?
Not true.
Cheat on each other?
Yeah.
It's when one person in a relationship kisses
but
someone.
She's 11.
Well, this is the real world. Kisses someone who kisses somebody else who isn't their
like
partner.
A dog?
No, like a human. But they might
someone
be
someone who's not in the family.
They might be slobbery.
Oh. Like a stranger?
No.
Probably not a stranger.
Like
I mean,
a friend.
In certain cases, it might be.
Why would you kiss your friend?
Is there a boy in school that you have a crush on?
Yeah, but he's too short for me.
That's too
if
bad.
He gets
when
taller,
he's sitting, I have a crush on him, and then when he stands up, I don't like him anymore.
What's his name? What's his name?
His name's Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Why do you like Aaron?
Because he has, like, really nice ears, and he makes the teacher laugh when he says things in class when he's not supposed to, and I think that's really cute.
He's a funny guy.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And he has nice ears.
We went to
ears.
The movies together once.
Really?
Yeah, which worked because we were sitting.
Because he's sitting down, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you kiss him?
No.
Did you want to?
Like in the way that like you want to kiss
a stranger?
Yeah.
Some similarities.
A little bit. I don't know. I'm not ready for that kind of commitment right
Do
now.
Do you think he wants to kiss you?
Obviously.
Look
Wait,
at her.
I'm 4'9".
Look at her, Ed.
And I have size 5.5 shoes and I live just down the street from Linden Avenue, so I'm a hot ticket.
So those are all the things boys in fifth grade like?
I think so.
At least just Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron, yep.
Does he ever write you notes?
Text me.
He texts you?
Yep.
Kids these days.
Does he have a BlackBerry?
He doesn't, no.
Is he an iPhone?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Sounds kind of up on... That's cool.
You can tell that he's smart. He just needs to grow a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe.
Well, like Ed said, boys and girls have growth squirts at different times.
Right.
Growth squirts.
Ew.
Growth squirts. So.
Is that like when your like one finger is like really long and the rest of them are short?
Yeah.
That's kind of. Weird.
Kind of.
It's having a finger growth spurt. Yeah. I've never seen that, but.
I'm sure it's happening.
That's an application of it. Yeah.
That sounds really gross, though.
So, Cynthia, how are you going to get your friends to come on and listen to our show? I know you said you would help us with that if we put you on.
Well, so... can you listen to this on the internet?
Yes.
Yes.
With headphones in your phone?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be a way they could
no,
do it.
No, but how
it.
Are you going
to How
tell
are you
them?
Going to...
We don't want to know how they're going to listen. How are you going to get them to listen?
More...
Well, if you have... If you tell them that I revealed my deepest, darkest
oh, that's
secret,
true.
They will... They will tune in with their phones and listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to think of you guys, but they'll like me.
They'll probably think we're pretty cool for people our age.
For old people.
You're both really hairy, so I'm glad they
That's
can't see
cool,
you.
That's cool, usually.
It's known as a growth spurt for hair.
We've been through our growth spurt.
Yeah.
Lucky. You're tall.
Well, I would like to maybe have your family on sometime.
Okay. That sounds good.
Who do you think would be the best?
Jonathan.
Your brother?
I would come on with Jonathan again.
Cool. Would you guys sing us a song if you were on together?
We'd sing the Skip It song.
Wait, you guys sing?
Can you give us?
That's why we share the Skip It, because one person is doing the skipping, and the other person has to sing the Skip It song, which is counting how many, which you it goes on, you know, from there's a there's.
Can you give us a little bit of the song?
Only if Jonathan is here and I'm doing the Skip It. I'm trying to say that.
That makes sense. It makes sense.
Okay.
What's your favorite food?
Apple Pop-Tarts.
Ew. Why do you like apple Pop-Tarts?
They're really good. I
like
them
like
for
the apple
breakfast.
Filling, right? Those sound
mm-hmm.
good.
Yep. Apple cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
How often do you eat them? Oh, apple cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
Yep.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Those are okay.
They're great.
How Your opinion, my opinion.
They're okay. Great. They're the best food in the world.
Mm, disagree.
What is your favorite food?
Yeah, what's yours, Ed?
Cheeseburger with bacon.
Then better than Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. I've heard of this. Bacon cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How often do you eat apple cinnamon Pop-Tarts?
Before school.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 5 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem
That's
healthy.
Precisely 5 days a week.
Well, I don't know if she goes
Sunday
one of those.
Sunday school, six.
Oh, see?
Hey, but you don't eat on Saturdays.
Nope. Not Saturdays.
I didn't mean to assume that Sunday school wasn't on Saturday.
Are you still at the age where you get up early on Saturdays, or do you sleep in on Saturdays?
My mom makes me get up early, but I don't like it.
Okay.
I wish that I could sleep in, but she's like, Cynthy, we have to do the yard work. Get up. And I'm like, please, Mom. And then she goes,
like, just go laugh in the den.
She's like, Sleeping Beauty's here for breakfast. Come get a Pop-Tart, which is a lie because Sleeping Beauty is not here for breakfast, and I don't get to eat Pop-Tarts on Saturdays. So I'm like, ugh, no.
Double lie.
Double lie, yeah.
I know she's just trying
to. Well, now we understand why you cheat in science. You have such a bad role model at home.
Yeah.
Lying about breakfast on Saturday.
Laughing in the den with strangers online.
She could be watching Brain Fox videos.
That's true, actually. That's really true.
She probably isn't.
She could be, though.
So next time, Cynthia,
yes.
When you come back, let's get you on with your brother, John.
Okay.
Jonathan. John. You call him John?
What?
You call him John or Jonathan?
I call him Jonathan, Does but anybody you can call him me? John. His, okay. Some of his friends do.
What about Johnny?
Maybe.
Okay.
He probably would think it's funny. I don't think it's funny, but he might.
Okay.
I want you two to do something before I leave.
No guarantees, but go ahead. You can ask.
So this week or next week, whichever comes first for you, I want you to look at
it's gonna
something
be this week.
With a different perspective.
What does that mean?
Look at something with a different perspective than you normally do.
So like looking at something.
So like stand on our head?
But like turning.
Yeah. Or like jump on a trampoline and look at it. That's something good. You normally don't look at from the trampoline. Or, you know, hide under your chair and eat a Pop-Tart instead of sitting on it.
Mm.
And what? Why? Why should we do this?
Because I think you would learn something.
Thank you.
About the world.
I will do this. I promise to in this next week or this week, whichever comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Ed?
What if I forget is what I'm wondering. Could I do it right now? I mean, do I have to wait?
No, you don't have to wait. It's just I want you to think about what you want to look at from a different perspective.
What if it's not something physical? What if it's like, what if I look at my relationship with my mother from a different perspective?
That's weird.
What do you mean? Why is that weird?
That's just weird. I think that you should try the chair one first and then report back to me. All right. And then maybe something like that.
She's got a point. It kind of doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's true.
At least I don't understand it besides the physical. You know, that's just me.
You guys need to stop using these big words or you will not have the fifth grade class
right.
At Tally Middle School listening.
Such a good point.
The benefit to getting the fifth graders is next year they're sixth graders and sixth graders are cool.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's a good year for me.
Fifth graders, not so cool. Am I right, Cynthia?
Not cool, yeah. Especially the boys.
Yeah.
Cynthia, I really want things to go well for you in your life.
Thank you.
And hopefully we can see you again, and I want...
I'm around.
Okay.
I'm around.
Okay.
All right. You're not going to be a regular. Cool it.
Yeah. Cool it.
Okay.
But still, sixth grade is very exciting, and I wish you the best of luck and minimum punishment for your... science textbook sins.
I just want the next book to have the answers in it.
So wait, next year you're going to be in sixth grade and Jonathan's going to be in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should have her on then when Jonathan's a freshman in high school.
Yeah, both of them.
Why? Is something bad happening?
We'll find out.
Santa's.
You'll find out.
You'll find out next year.
Okay. All right.
It'll be fun.
Okay.
Thank Cynthia. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more of our goods at itsbrainfox.com. We're on Facebook at BrainFox. And email us at itsbrainfox@gmail.com. And for the last word, let's go to Ed.
Aardvark.